This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this Hurricane Irma is a doozy. This is pretty, pretty scary stuff. From what we understand right now, and we're getting updates as we speak, it is heading for Florida, and they're already making evacuations. It's also heading urgently and immediately towards Puerto Rico. And this is still, I believe, at a Category 5. The 157-mile-per-hour threshold is between a Category 4 to 5. And this sucker has already been clapped at 185 miles per hour. So this is probably one of the worst Atlantic storms we've seen. It slammed Barbuda early today. And then it hit St. Martin and Anguilla. I was just in St. Martin last year, a beautiful place, and I don't know if the homes and the structures, have been dealing with this for years, and so, they're good, they're strong, they know what, how to handle it, or if this is stronger than anything they've ever seen. Unfortunately, we're not going to know for a few hours as they're right now going through the thick of it. They say early reports did suggest major damage on some of the smaller islands. We're already seeing major flooding. We're seeing cars underwater. Barbuda is home to about 1,600 people. According to Keith Lee Mead, director of a meteorological office in Antigua and Barbuda, he said that it was so badly damaged that there was no communication from the island. We have a lot of broken trees across the island. 80,000 people in Antigua comprise most of their two island nations' population. And so as you guys are watching the tracker, this sucker could decide to go straight for South Florida and then go all the way up its coast and just sit there and drench all of Florida. It doesn't look like we're anticipating it going into the Gulf, but, of course, if anything changes, we'll let you know. They say Irma already destroyed four of the most solid government buildings on the French portion of St. Martin. St. Martin is divided into the French side and the Dutch side. And it's an island of about 75,000 people. That's according to French Interior Minister Gerard Collomb. He said it's likely that all other buildings there have been at least damaged. Palm trees bent over, walls are shaken, debris all over the place, and you have multiple islands. You have Guadeloupe. It looks like Guadalupe, but people are pronouncing it Guadeloupe. Guadeloupe has four, I don't understand that because that's not really ethnic sounding. It's Guadalupe. You make the E, an A sound at the end. But it has about 4,000 to 5,000 residents. With these islands, it's a lot harder to evacuate than with Florida. I mean, obviously, Florida, you can drive north, you can drive east. Well, not too east because of the Gulf, but you know what I'm saying, all right? So from what we understand, as of probably about an hour ago, Irma's core was about 65 miles east-southeast of St. Thomas and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Again, winds clocked at about 185 miles per hour. Slammed into St. Martin and Anguilla, St. Kitts, Nevis in the morning, and then the storm is supposed to be hitting the British Virgin Islands and the U.S. Virgin Islands northern later today. It is going to pass north of Puerto Rico or pretty close to it by tonight. And then by tomorrow and the next day, we'll look at the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Turks, Caicos, etc., southeastern Bahamas. And they're saying that storm surges could be up to 20 feet. Again, still too early to tell. Governor Scott, Rick Scott, urged people to stay close and as evacuation orders are starting to, only take gas as, enough gas that they need to evacuate. They have limited limited supplies. He said if the shelves are already empty, you know, in the stores, you know, just wait till later today. They're going to get replenished. But they're expecting a huge, significant storm surge. And they say this is one of the strongest hurricanes that they've ever seen. Florida Governor Rick Scott said the storm is bigger, faster, and stronger than Hurricane Andrew. So right now, mandatory evacuation in terms of Florida is in effect for the Florida Keys. And I believe Broward County has been starting to evacuate as well. Governor Scott has activated an additional 900 members of the Florida National Guard. And 6,000 National Guard members are going to be reporting for duty across the state. And we believe they're going to, this storm is going to affect the Florida Keys, whether it's directly or indirectly, by Saturday. So he said, do not focus on the exact path of the storm. A storm of this size could have effects statewide, and everyone must be prepared. Because what happened is last year's one of the hurricanes that was coming, and I forget which name that was the one where many Florida residents didn't evacuate. And they're like, well, we were fine. It hit north of us. We had sun when this one hit last year. Okay, this one's a lot bigger. I mean, this thing could be the size of Florida, easy. Broward County Mayor Barbara Sharif said Wednesday mandatory evacuations have been issued starting at noon Thursday. So that's when tomorrow they're going to start evacuating. 14 emergency shelters are going to be open Thursday at noon. Hurricane Andrew, that hit the U.S., devastating South Florida in 1992. And that was the last Category 5 storm, and the governor warned that Irma could bring way more storm surge than that. So from what we understand, tourists, residents are getting out. The Naval Air Station at Key West evacuating as well. So, you know, hopefully we don't see the same devastation that we did with Andrew or with Harvey, as we saw in Texas, but they're gearing up. There's a couple other hurricanes that, or storms that have been named. We're going to talk about those later in the hour. Really quickly here, I thought this was fabulous. There was a mom for Harvey who donated over 1,000 ounces of breast milk to families affected by the hurricane in Texas. She's a Missouri mom, and she was unable to breastfeed her son because he had a congenital heart defect and had to get nutrients from an IV. So from the start of his life. So she instead started storing up breast milk, and she had about 1,040 ounces of it. She said for the first month of her baby's life, he couldn't eat. So she pumped the milk, and now she has all this milk to donate. Of course, they're probably going to screen it. I'm not really sure what they're going to do with it, but still very cool nonetheless. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network, who is making this happen. Howie writes, you spoke of midlife crisis a while ago, and I was afraid to call. I'm so embarrassed. My husband of 32 years leaves for weekends and sometimes weeks at a time. He still drives the same pickup, but has new hairstyle and clothes. I have no idea if he's cheating, as he's very secretive with his phones. He has three of them. We've been married for 32 years, and he's 56. She talks about she's not sure what to do. So, we talked about midlife crises, and if your husband, Helios, is leaving for days or weeks on end and doesn't tell you where to go, all right, that's not a marriage. Okay, that's not a partnership. That's not a colleague. That's definitely not a friend. And when we're married to somebody for 32 years, okay, I think it's safe to say the passion is probably for the most part gone. After being 32 years with somebody, you know, maybe you get sick of each other. You know, maybe sometimes you can't stand looking at each other or talking to each other or whatever, right? But for those people that still love each other and have that baseline love, you find in their spouse a partner or a partnership. And what's implied within that partnership is that they're going to be there in sickness and health till death do you part. I don't care if you guys aren't having sex anymore. I don't care if you don't like being around each other. I care about the partnership. And it's a legally binding partnership when you're married to somebody. This marriage, you know, partnership, this legally bound partnership, I mean, it prevents you from testifying against them in a court of law. I mean, you know, this is a pretty, I don't want to use another legal term, but it's pretty binding, all right, that partnership that you have. And so when you have somebody who you're partners with, whether it's partners of a business or partners of a restaurant or partners on a team project at work, there has to be some predictability. There has to be some consistency. And there has to be input. So if he's not inputting into your partnership or into your marriage, whether it's sex, whether it's emotion, whether it's conversation, whether it's just being there by his presence, okay, he is then failing or not living up to his expectations of the agreement. And I would leave that. Okay, sorry, see ya. Same thing, ladies. If you are checking out of the relationship, if you are always checked out, if you're not there, if you're not listening to him or her, whoever your partner's with, if you're not, you know, vested into that relationship, in that partnership, it's not a partnership. And it's going to fall apart. Now, what the hell is this guy doing? Okay, I mean, I read this and I go, he leaves for weekends, all right, and then sometimes weeks. Okay, now, I don't know if it's work, I don't know, whatever, but somebody going away for the weekend, okay, cheating on, you know, the wife, that's got to be pretty obvious. I mean, if my husband said, look, I'm going to be gone this weekend and next weekend and next weekend, all right, for work, all right, nobody believes that anymore, okay, especially since my husband's a chiropractor. I mean, where are you going, okay? I get maybe a chiropractic conference, maybe. But there's not, you know, chiropractic conference every month. So if my husband ever said that to me, I would assume cheating until proven otherwise. And so I think, you know, a lot of couples now, we've, you know, seen enough TV, they've seen enough movies, okay? I think we know a lot of the signs. So I think somebody cheating on their spouse by, you know, leaving town every other weekend or leaving for weeks at a time, all right, it's obviously pretty obvious. And if that's what's going on here, all right, then, and it's that obvious, then the conversation should be very open and say, all right, so what are you doing on these weekends? Now, well, you know, I'm working. They go, look, I'm not stupid, okay? Okay, you know, are you having an affair? Are you, you know, with somebody else? You know, I need to know where we stand. Now, they may not want you to leave because a lot of people that cheat still love their spouse. They do. They still love their home life. They still like to know that the kids feel like that home is a unit and a functional unit. You know, many people, even if they're cheating, they won't want the wife to leave. Right? They just want their cake and eat it too. A lot of people want their cake and eat it too. It's very frustrating. I can't stand when I hear that and see that, but it happens. And it's because they like the chase, they like the sex, but they really like the partner they have at home. It's a good partner. Your lover may not be a good partner. I mean, think back to all your exes or the people that could have been the one you married. Wouldn't they have been the crappiest of crappy partners? Yeah. You know, so You know, people realize that marriage is much different than relationships and falling in love and being happy. And nobody likes to talk about that. Nobody likes to intellectualize it, right? And you know, break it down and dissect it. But marriage all has to do with the partnership. Yes, you end up, you know, loving the person you marry. Okay, hopefully you stay in love with that person. Some of us fall out of love, some of us don't. And hopefully that whatever love you have, you know, will hopefully last through thick and thin. You know, in sickness and in health. You know, when I got out of my surgery, they let me home. They didn't make me stay overnight. And when I tried to take in some fluids, you know, I get this way. The day of my having surgery, I will vomit profusely. That's how I handle the anesthesia. So I was vomiting so much that I was peeing on myself. And my husband was there for me. The kids were like, "What's going on? Is that vomit?" Or I go, "No, that's my pee. I'm peeing on myself when I vomit. Why?" "Well, because I can't hold the urine because I gave birth to your big ass heads, all right? And the episiotomy messed something up. So anyway, all right, that's what happened." So while I'm peeing on myself vomiting, Corey is getting towels and he's there for me, making sure I don't fall in my own pee. That takes love. Or if he doesn't love me, that takes such a commitment to our marriage that he will stand there in my urine and my vomit, making sure I'm okay. All right. Do people want it? And, you know, some of you go, whoa, wait a second. You know, I love my husband or I love my wife, and I don't really think I could clean up her poop or clean up her urine. I don't think I could ever do that. Actually, yeah, you can. Okay, when it comes to it, trust me, that love that you had, that kernel of love that made you marry him, it'll come back. Don't worry. It'll be fine. All right. But some of you are very honest with yourselves, going, "Wait a second. You know, I don't like the way my husband takes care of himself or the way my wife takes care of herself. I don't really want to be in and out of hospitals. I don't really care for her. I really want to live a life of my own." Now, that can be very selfish because you committed to this partnership when you married. But, you know, you may have strong feelings about how you want your future to be. You may also have wrong misconceptions about how your future can be. For those of you in us, we're talking about... This is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about, midlife crises. And so why a midlife crisis may happen is some of you may look at, you know, where your life is. You're in your 50s, let's say. Okay? And you look at your spouse. You look at where things are going and what you haven't done. So, for example, let's say you always wanted to hike. You always want to go up Mount Everest. You always want to travel the world. But you're married to somebody who just doesn't want to do that. Okay? They just hate traveling. They're scared of planes. And you want to travel, and they don't want to. And so you bring up a cruise, a boat. They don't want to do that either. Okay, well, don't cheat on them. Don't leave them. Okay? What do partners of businesses do? Some of them do travel separately. And the partnership can still stay strong. It sucks because you want to enjoy it with them. But, you know, you have to talk about what it is you really want. If what it is you really want is to sleep with a bunch of young women and pretend to be 25 again, then you need to be honest with yourself. But you also need to be honest and realistic, you know, with what's going to happen. You know, the average 56-year-old guy is not going to get a 25-year-old bombshell that you see in the movies. It's not going to be like Entourage, where Los Angeles is, you know, every place you go to are all these hot women, okay? That's not real life. So you need to be realistic, and you guys need to have a conversation. And if it's sex, if it's travel, if it's a new car, all right, those things could be incorporated into the partnership. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's National Blood Donation Week. So states across the United States, Hawaii, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maine, Florida, Connecticut, Maryland, all over Nevada have declared state blood donation days for this week to help raise blood, raise awareness, and we've talked about how important blood is needed, but especially in light of what's been going on with the hurricanes. You know, with people evacuating Irma, the last thing they're probably thinking about right now is to stop and do a blood donation. So that means the thousands of people who usually donate blood in areas where we have to evacuate can't. So you and I need to step it up. And we should be stepping it up anyway. For those of you who want to donate blood, please go to my website at drdahlia.com and hit on the National Blood Donation Day logo, and we will find you a place. If not, email us at drdahlia.com so I can tell you guys where to go to donate blood. And for those of you who want to help even more and go, look, I can't donate blood, but I want to help, get your work to host a drive. If your work hosts a blood drive, it's awesome. Everybody at work is happy because they get to leave work to go and donate blood and save a life and then eat some cookies. You're a hero because now you brought in all these pints. Okay? You know, just because you can't donate blood, it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, help yourself. There's tons of things that you could do. Organizing a drive to bring in 30 or 40 pints of blood, that just saved now multiple lives because every pint of blood could save up to 3 lives. So you see, you could in and of itself bring in 100, right? You could save 100 lives just by that one simple act. Very, very cool. By the way, with any of you guys, I know a lot of you want to help. You want to donate money to the Red Cross, Salvation Army. You want to help United Blood Services, you know, and a bunch of Catholic charities and all these people that are working their tails off to still help Houston recover and now get prepared for what's going on in Florida and Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as, you know, the other countries. And, you know, God bless you. And a lot of you guys, you feel like, you know, you can't help because you don't have money right now. It's not all about the money. There are tons of things you can do. And for those of you that want to do something, you know, I'll help you come up with ideas, something easy, something inexpensive. You know, even if it's, you know, one idea that a lot of people don't realize they could do, which is really, really cool, is let's say you have a neighborhood. And there's a bunch of you guys on, you know, limited incomes and limited time and budget. But, you know, this weekend, let's say, is supposed to be some nice weather. Why don't you guys do a, you know, garage sale, a neighborhood, cul-de-sac, street, apartment complex garage sale. And all proceeds of that garage sale go to the relief fund. So let's say you have, I don't know, you know, plates you want to sell or clothes, you know, blouses for $2 or $5. You have a big, huge, you know, garage sale, and all those proceeds, all that money goes to a relief fund. And you see what you did? You know, rather than you donating yourself, these are things you can do. Plus, you clean out your house, okay, of a lot of stuff. And then whatever you couldn't sell, you could always donate to Salvation Army or Goodwill, etc. So there's lots of things you guys could do. I love these ideas. By the way, breast milk, there is a national milk bank that does welcome, you know, breast milk donations throughout the country. And this is breast milk that they will give babies, you know, in neonatal ICUs. And so, there's milk banks and there's ways to donate breast milk for those of you who do. I think there's about 20 different banks throughout the United States. I have to double check. So, very, very cool. There's also international milk banks, et cetera. So, for those of you that want to donate something, breast milk is excellent and well needed. So, and very cool to that one woman who donated 1,000 ounces. Okay, so, did you guys hear about this? A kid bit into a hot dog, and he almost died from biting into a hot dog. But because he bit into this hot dog and almost died, his life was saved, because we found out he had a very rare syndrome. This happened in Turkey. It wasn't a turkey hot dog. This was in the country Turkey. It was a 9-year-old boy that opened nice and wide to get it. I love hot dogs. Hot dogs is probably one of the smartest shaped foods. They're easy to eat. They know how to fit right inside the mouth, so they're easy to bite. They're tasty. I love hot dogs if they're done right, especially Hebrew National. So anyway, a 9-year-old boy in Turkey opened wide, and according to a report from doctors in Istanbul, the bite triggered a near-fatal heart event that also revealed a hidden health problem. As reported in Pediatrics, the boy's heart stopped beating, and he fainted right after biting into a Frankfurter at school. They said he was defibrillated and resuscitated for 30 minutes. Can you believe that? After biting a hot dog, he had to be resuscitated for a half an hour. His pediatric cardiologist led the team, Dr. Isa Zilmaz. And then he was sent to the pediatric ICU. And then he was forwarded to the pediatric cardiologist because of his heart rhythm readings. And they found that he had something called Brugada syndrome. And Brugada syndrome is a potentially fatal heart rhythm condition that's rare. So to help control it, he now has an implanted cardiac defibrillator. Little kid, little nine-year-old boy. They say Brugada syndrome is a relatively rare condition that affects the electrical conduction system of the heart. The biggest danger of Brugada syndrome is that it can cause the heart to develop dangerous irregular rhythms that could lead to sudden death. Now, why would a bite of hot dog set it off? They think maybe it's the vagus nerve. According to Dr. Jan, the vagus nerve is that long nerve that travels from the brain down to the heart and into your gut. It controls many things, including our heart rate, and it causes our heart rate to slow down, or we can cause that when we activate our vagus nerve. So when we bear down to poop, or when we try to exhale while pinching our nose and closing our mouth, these are called valgus maneuvers, and these things cause us to, vagal maneuvers that can trigger the vagus nerve to be activated. And so this bite of the hot dog probably activated the vagus nerve, so then it triggered the heart to slow down, hence the irregular rhythm of his heart. They say Brugada syndrome does run in families, so the Istanbul team brought the boy's parents and brother in for heart tests as well. The mother and father showed no signs, the brother, I guess, was also diagnosed with this Brugada syndrome. So, wow. So now maybe the brother's life is saved. It's not that he has to avoid hot dogs. It's just he has to have his heart watched. So now what they have to do is they have to avoid certain activities like drinking to excess or having high fevers or certain medications or taking bites from larger size food items. Oh, these poor kids are going to be absolutely traumatized. Just scary. And, you know, you wonder if maybe this Brugada syndrome is something that some of these student athletes have that unfortunately cause them to, when they're exercising, drop. It's usually, though, a slowing down of the heart that triggers the heart rhythm to go abnormal, as opposed to this one. But, when people die, you know, we don't always autopsy. We don't always figure out or get a history as to what happened, you know? No, one of our relatives, it sounds like, had a heart attack while he was driving and died. And so, you know, was it a simple, I don't want to say simple heart attack, was it a massive heart attack, you know, that clogged, you know, where an artery got clogged because of a plaque rupture? Or was it that his heart went into an abnormal rhythm and that caused the heart to stop? You know, cardiac arrest is different from a heart attack. Heart attack is where lack of blood flows to the muscle, so then the heart muscle can't pump appropriately. Whereas cardiac arrest is where the electrical conduction of the heart just stops. Now, it can stop as a result of a heart attack, where the heart just arrests, the heart just stops, or it could be another condition entirely. So this is scary stuff. Luckily, the boy, what makes this a good, feel-good story, believe it or not, is the boy's life was saved, and now his brother's life was saved. So very, very cool. All right, when we come back, a bunch of nurses in Denver got fired. Why? It has to do with genitalia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any time tonight to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dalia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dalia Show. So 5 nurses at Denver Health Medical Center were suspended after another nurse heard a comment about the group opening up a body bag to view a deceased patient's genitals. The incident was reported to administrators, and the five who were involved were suspended for 3 weeks. Four of the five have since returned to work. One no longer works at the hospital, but was not terminated due to that particular incident. Apparently, the incident allegedly occurred between March 31st and April 3rd, but was not reported until May, according to Denver 7. And it was not immediately clear which department the nurses who were involved worked in. According to Denver police, they said multiple staff members viewed the victim while he was incapacitated, including after he was deceased. This is according to the Denver Post. The complainant, Risk Management for Denver Health, made a mandatory report. The police said a decision was made to allow the hospital to handle the matter internally. Now, when you hear something like this, you're like, are you kidding me? Why were police involved? The police, from what I understand, did investigate the incident. This is being reported by ABC 7 and Fox 31, but they did not find sufficient evidence to prove a crime had been committed and let the hospital, like I said, handle the incident internally. None of the names of the nurses were released, et cetera. And, you know, this is obviously another blemish and embarrassment to the medical community. Now, what goes on when you die in a hospital? You know, you're going to be naked. Okay? You know, bodies sometimes have to be cleaned up. Catheters have to be removed. You know, we hate to think about this, but privacy in the medical setting is gone. We try to maintain as much privacy as possible. We teach medical students to, you know, to honor your privacy and offer privacy to patients. There's ways to examine patients where they still stay covered. And, you know, we teach students how to do that. And, I mean, you're still the medical provider and, you know, whether you're the nurse, the doctor, et cetera, you still need to be able to, you know, examine the patient or do a rectal exam or pap smear, et cetera. So nudity, you know, sometimes is just a whole, you know, part of the package in terms of us figuring out what's wrong with you. You know, that melanoma, you know, hiding between your butt cheeks is not going to get found unless somebody looks. So, you know, that's what medical providers are for. Just like the catheter is not going to be placed into your bladder without somebody going through your urethra. But what about non-medical related, you know, privacy issues? You see, we don't want to think that our medical provider is thinking about us in any other manner other than a patient. Okay, the reason why you and I get through doctor visits, whether it's a prostate exam or a pap smear, etc., is because we are thinking that that medical provider, whether it's a nurse or doctor, is looking at your breasts or at your penis or at your rectum or whatever, you know, like any other body part, whether it's an ear, whether it's a nose, etc. And for most of us, that's exactly what we do, okay? I think the nose is more, ugly looking than a rectum. You know, because in the nose you got hair and you got mucus and you got boogers, etc. So for me, looking at any body part or any orifice is just like looking in the head and neck. Okay? You know, that's just what happens. You know, well, you know, there's a smell when you do a rectal exam. Not entirely. The rectal exams don't necessarily stink. You know, in fact, you know, looking in the back of a throat and somebody breathing on you with bad breath, that could be, you know, theoretically more stinky than a rectal exam. So we as medical providers, we start becoming very immune to smells and sights, etc., and we just examine you. And because of that action and because of that attitude, patients are able to find. Go to the doctor, take a look, look under the hood and see what you see. You know, we don't worry about, you know, a detailer looking at our car going, oh my God, your car is a mess. Okay, that's what they do. If we thought they were going to judge us, we wouldn't let them touch us or touch our car. Same thing with the human body. So we want to believe that we're not being judged. We don't want the doctor to, you know, think of us as being too fat, being smelly, being whatever. Now, your doctor may have to tell you, you know, I smell an odor. You know, you're not cleaning behind your ears properly. Or you have a vaginal odor. That could be a sign of an infection. Maybe you're embarrassed when you hear that, but that's just something the doctor has to tell you. You know, your urine doesn't look right. Your stool doesn't look right. But again, they're doing it very academically. So, are, you know, medical providers human beings? Yeah. Is there the potential that if you did have large breasts or large genitalia, that medical provider, nurse, doctor, physician assistant, nurse practitioner, whatever, might make a mental note? Yes, absolutely. All right? You know, somebody may not want to admit that, but that's unfortunately something that could happen. So there was this patient, and I don't know how the rumors started or who decided to, deputize or gather, you know, a bunch of nurses to witness his genitalia size, but somebody probably thought that that was something that was discussion worthy. And unfortunately, the man was deceased. And if this really did happen, like the allegation says, I think they all should be fired. I don't think they should even be in the healthcare field again, because that means they are judgmental. They're judging, you know, they are, you know, grading what they're seeing. All right. You know, people have large penises. People have large breasts. People have small breasts. You know, you may have a patient with a lopsided breast. Now, this brings up something. This was years ago. I don't have the email offhand, but this brings up something. One of my patients was very upset. This was not my patient. I'm sorry. One of my listeners was very upset because she had, I just remember this now, she had uneven breasts and lopsided breasts. And one was bigger than the other. And the doctor said, hold on, and Brett, you know, brought his medical students in. I don't know if you guys remember me telling you guys about this. And so once the doctor saw her breasts and, whoa, 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 I need to have my medical students see this, brought the medical students in there, and she felt like a freak. And he didn't get permission, and she felt, that was her term, freakish. And that's heartbreaking. However, what may happen very commonly in a teaching setting is when something, let's say, is a medical anomaly or something falls out of the realm of certain anatomy, or even if it's normal anatomy, your doctor, nurse, whatever, may want to train the students. And so how we usually do that in a medical setting is we ask permission and say, look, okay, I know you're coming in here for this. I'm teaching medical students. I think there's a lot they could learn about what's going on with you. Do you mind if we have the medical students in the room? They shouldn't just run and say, oh, I'm bringing a medical student. Even if you signed a consent, okay, earlier that year, that you're okay with the medical students being there, you know, still, we should ask permission. Okay, and that's what I did. I made sure that, you know, every patient knew, look, you know, I got a medical student coming in here. You could always say no, et cetera. And so if you ever feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, I had six toes or I had abnormal breasts or I had an extra nipple and the doctor was like, oh, my God, let me bring the medical student into this. It's not that they're thinking you're a freak or they're judging you. It's this is something that you don't commonly see. So they want medical students to see. To see it. But I understand why you were taken aback by that, and you know, he could have handled it a lot differently. So, you know, do you have privacy? You know, can people be taking a look at you when you're dead? They shouldn't be. But are you handled when you're dead by, yeah, absolutely, embalmers, coroners, etc.? You know, privacy, we don't have it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, we'll be right back.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.